BMW M-Team WRT faces challenges at Long Beach, Turner Motorsport shines. The IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship kicked off its season with a thrilling sprint race at Long Beach, where the BMW M-Team WRT faced a mix of challenges and achievements. Dries Van Thor and Sheldon van der Linde, driving the number 24 BMW M Hybrid V8, secured a fifth-place finish, a position that, while respectable, fell short of the team's expectations. In contrast, the number 25 sister car, which had a promising start from second position, encountered difficulties that hindered its performance during the race. Marco Wittmann, who qualified strongly for the number 25 BMW M Hybrid V8, experienced a setback when Philip Eng, during his stint, was involved in a collision that necessitated repairs. This unfortunate incident caused the car to drop significantly in position, ultimately finishing in 11th place. The team's hopes for a podium finish were dashed, but the experience gained will be invaluable as they move forward in the championship. Despite the challenges faced by the number 25 car, BMW M-Team WRT managed to gather important points with the fifth-place finish of the number 24 vehicle. Andreas Rus, the head of BMW M Motorsport, acknowledged that while the team had hoped for a better result, the points earned are crucial for the long championship season ahead. He emphasized the importance of focusing on the next race and learning from the experiences at Long Beach. Vincent Voss, the team principal, echoed Rus' sentiments, noting that the points from the fifth-place finish are significant as the championship progresses. He expressed disappointment over the collision involving the number 25 car but remained optimistic about the team's potential for improvement. Voss' focus now shifts to the upcoming race at Laguna Seca, where the team aims to capitalize on their strengths and rectify the issues faced in Long Beach. Dries Van Thor, reflecting on the race, admitted that the team was not fully prepared at the start of the weekend, which affected their qualifying performance. He mentioned that while they managed to gain a position during the race, they struggled in direct battles with other competitors. Van Thor's insights indicate a need for the team to refine their strategies and car setup to enhance their competitiveness in future races. On a more positive note, Turner Motorsport celebrated a significant achievement with their number 96 BMW M4 GT3 EVO, which finished in second place in the GTD class. Drivers Robbie Foley and Patrick Gallagher executed a well-planned race, with Gallagher's strong first stint allowing them to navigate through the field effectively. Their performance not only secured a podium finish but also crucial points for the championship. Robbie Foley expressed his satisfaction with the team's performance, highlighting their ability to capitalize on opportunities during restarts. The successful execution of their race strategy reflects the team's preparedness and adaptability, which are essential traits for success in the highly competitive GTD class. This podium finish serves as a morale booster for Turner Motorsport as they look ahead to the next events. As the teams prepare for the next race at Laguna Seca, the lessons learned from Long Beach will be pivotal. Both BMW M-Team WRT and Turner Motorsport will need to analyze their performances, address any shortcomings, and build on their successes. The competitive landscape of the IMSA series ensures that every race will present new challenges and opportunities for growth, making it crucial for teams to remain agile and focused.